This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's open for you on this Monday. We've got the phone lines open for you on this Monday, Montana Talks, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, I want to talk about this whole Jeffrey Epstein story. Is anybody else with me on this one? I know you are. I think Donald Trump set up the Democrats once again. They got played once again. They walked right into another Trump trap. What's this story from the Daily Caller? The DailyCaller.com has a story about basically, let me get to the headline for you here. Yeah, here we go. Democrats keep waiting for a Trump bombshell in the Epstein files. We're getting other golden nuggets instead. And the other golden nuggets are about the Democrats. And as we've known all along, how close all the Democrats were to Jeffrey Epstein. Anyway, we'll talk about that much more here on this Monday. But first, let's start with one of your phone calls. We've got Gary in Billings first up. Gary, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. Have you been able to research about the gas fired natural gas plant in Laurel, the controversy of can they use it or lose it? It just seemed like that we need all this power, but they want to put it and stop it.
Yeah, the Democrat front groups, the environmental left-wing wacko groups, continue to file lawsuit after lawsuit against it. I don't think they're going to be successful because our state and nation is just so desperate for power that even liberal judges, I think, have been forced to green light the program. It's been green lit. So I don't think they're going to be able to stop it. But these environmental groups, they make so much money just opposing things and filing lawsuits that they'll do it just if anything, just as a fundraiser.
You know, Aaron, I grew up in Broadus, and when we did not have any electricity, we had to go out and mine coal. We had to heat our bathwater on top of our stove. Now we're so spoiled. And flip a switch, we have instant water. People don't realize that how bad it was back then. There was no programs. My dad passed away at 34. I was 7. So we had to make do. There was no money. So
wow.
we just take everything for granted.
Such a great point. We basic things like electricity that we take for granted. Yeah, that reminds me of when we've caught up with State Senator Mike Cuff out of Eureka. He remembers when electricity first came to the Tobacco Valley, right? And he remembers when basically steamships were going up the river. I mean, pretty remarkable. That wasn't that long ago. And these environmental wackos, I mean, think about how far they want to set this country back and wipe away so many gains, so much progress. Yeah, it's crazy. Gary, thanks for the great perspective here on this Monday. Appreciate your phone call.
It's November 17th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's National Take a Hike Day. With more than 60,000 miles of hiking trails across the country, there's no shortage of opportunities to head outside and enjoy everything from fresh air to breathtaking views. The National Trail System lists hikes of both scenic and historical variety, so everyone, young and old, in nearly every state can go outside and enjoy Mother Nature. Also on this date, in 1987...
That ball is...
Another one.
George Bell becomes the first player for the Toronto Blue Jays to win the American League Most Valuable Player Award. And in 1997, legendary Pittsburgh Penguins player Mario Lemieux is enshrined in the Hockey Hall of Fame. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the man known as the Big E, NBA Hall of Famer Elvin Hayes, born in 1945. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey.
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROAD to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
I wish I could just roll this entire segment. It's about 7 minutes long here from Jesse Waters from, I think, Friday night, talking about the latest regarding Jeffrey Epstein. Man, I guess I could reach out to our friends at Fox News and radio and see if we can get permission to run the whole segment. But I'll just play just a portion for you here today because, yeah, so now if you guys missed it, over the weekend, President Trump saying, quote, Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files and look further into all of the Democrats associated with him. One of the very interesting nuggets that has come out of – so the Democrats are basically – they're trying to make it sound like they got these bombshells on Trump and Epstein when all they're really proving was that Jeffrey Epstein did not like Donald Trump. There's a reason Donald Trump kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. I don't know if you guys saw this a couple weeks ago. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was saying how Trump was basically an FBI informant on Jeffrey Epstein as well. I tell you what, this looks again like another Trump trap where Trump got the Democrats to basically talk about nothing but Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and now it's all going to blow up right in their face again. How many times have we seen this play out where Donald Trump will give them just enough rope to hang themselves with?
Democrats want you to forget all about the shutdown shellacking, so they're launching a smear campaign disguised as a bombshell, the Jeffrey Epstein emails. Congress is dumping thousands of documents, and Democrats are using them to frame Trump. But we've been combing through them and can't find anything nailing Trump. Even Axios says the emails contained no real smoking gun. The files do show Epstein's deep ties to liberals, like anti-Trump author Michael Wolff. He colluded with Epstein on how to blackmail Trump. Wolf told Epstein in 2015, if you should let him hang himself, if he says he hasn't been on the plane or to the house, then that gives you a valuable PR and political currency. Why is Wolf giving a pedophile PR advice and coaching him to take down the president?
Now, the other interesting nugget that's come out here recently, because as the Daily Caller pointed out here, Democrats are pretending to have bombshells, but then they're releasing emails and they're redacting names from the emails. And the reason why they're redacting names from the emails is because the emails include one of the Epstein victims, who we already knew about, who has already been very clear and on the record that Donald Trump had nothing to do with that Epstein shenanigans. And so Democrats are pretending something is there that is not there, and now they're opening up their own party to a much deeper look on this very topic. The one that was very interesting was there is a Democrat delegate from the Virgin Islands. Apparently Epstein owned two islands there. So this Democrat delegate, so if it's an American territory, for example, or like the District of Columbia, you don't have a representative in Congress. You don't have a representative, right? But you have a delegate to represent you there. Well, from I think it was the Virgin Islands, the Democrat delegate there, while there was a Jeffrey Epstein hearing underway, she was text messaging Jeffrey Epstein back and forth to try to figure out how they could try to get Trump or something to that effect. I think the Daily Caller has that story as well. Anyway, that's exactly why President Trump said this on Truth Social over the weekend. He says, as I said on Friday night aboard Air Force One to the fake news media, House Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files because we have nothing to hide, and it's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect from the great success of the Republican Party, including our recent victory on the Democrat shutdown. Now, I think I have the soundbite of President Trump on Air Force One on Friday night. I think this might be the one where he was asked about Epstein.
Fake news like you, you're a terrible reporter, and fake news like you, they just keep bringing that up to deflect from the tremendous success of the Trump administration. So a guy like Massey, his poll numbers are showing he's at 6% approval rating right now, and we call him Rand Paul Jr. because he never votes for the Republican Party. So they're using Jeffrey Epstein as a deflection from the tremendous success that we're having as a party.
The other thing, because we see so much of the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax going on here once again. Scott Jennings on CNN called this out very early on. Oh, you mean to tell me that the very Biden regime, the Adam Schiff, the impeachment after impeachment after impeachment, everything they did when they lied about Trump to try to tear him down, to block him from being able to run for office again, the undermining, the coup that took place during President Trump's first term. Oh, you mean to tell me that they had all this dirt on President Trump regarding Jeffrey Epstein, but oh, they just didn't find it before. Give me a break. Give me a break. And then the other thing is it's like, okay, some of you out there who don't trust the government for anything, you think that every airplane is flying overhead spraying chemicals on everybody. Oh, but you would trust the federal government if new documents came out that made something up about Trump. So you won't believe the government when it comes to anything, but you'll believe the government when it comes to something anti-Trump. I think Trump set another trap for these guys, and they walked right into it.
Fox Sports Update.
So that's the way it ends tonight in Foxborough. First game of week number 11, 27-14. New England on Thursday night.
8 consecutive wins for the New England Patriots. On Prime Video, the Pats beat the Jets 27-14 to improve the record to 9-2, best in the NFL. One year ago, New England's record at this point in the season was 3-8. First-year Patriots coach Mike Vrabel watched his second-year quarterback Drake May throw for 281 yards and a touchdown, a score to Travion Henderson, who reached the end zone three times versus the Jets. Henderson ran for two touchdowns. Stephon Diggs went over 100 receiving yards for the third time this season, nine catches, 105 yards. Jets quarterback Justin Fields threw one touchdown, ran for 67 yards. The Jets' record dropped at 2-8. College football Sun Belt Conference. Old Dominion went to town on Troy with a 33-0 shutout. ODU was 7-3, dropped Troy to 6-4. First time in 9 years Old Dominion has won seven games in the season. It's a College Football Friday on Fox, 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Eighth-ranked Oregon hosts Minnesota on Fox Network TV.
The National League MVP is Shohei Ohtani. The American League MVP, Aaron Judge.
The announcements made by Don Mattingly on MLB Network Thursday. Ohtani won his third straight MVP award and second in as many years since he joined the Dodgers. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber a distant second, fourth unanimous MVP in 5 years for Ohtani. Third MVP in 4 years for Aaron Judge, who won a second straight in the American League, beat out the Mariners' Cal Raleigh. Judge received 355 voting points, Raleigh 335. NBA, Devin Booker scored 33 points for the Suns, who dropped the Pacers to 1-11 with a 133-98 blowout win. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation.
Groundworks, official foundation repair company of Montana State Athletics.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
This is the time of the year most of us are checking off our holiday gift list. Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on that list. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every single second and alerts you to the threats you could miss yourself. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist is going to work to fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% off your first year at LifeLock.com with the promo code BECK. Terms apply.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, isn't it just so blatantly obvious what the fake news media is doing here? First off, they refused to report on who was actually responsible for the shutdown of the federal government. And then when the shutdown of the federal government is finally over, when a handful of Democrats vote with Republicans to end the government shutdown, the fake news media quickly wants to move on to another story. And because, especially because that was so divisive for the Democrat base and for the Democrat Party, because now there was all this infighting in the Democrat Party because most of the Democrats were mad at the minority of Democrats who voted to reopen the government. The fake news media wanted to get that story off the headlines. They didn't want to point out how the Democrats were responsible for all the harm and the shutdown of the federal government. So they had to come up with another fake news storyline. They fell for every single stinking coup, every single stinking hoax. They didn't fall for it. They were part of it. For over the past 10 years going after Donald J. Trump, they failed every single time. But now here they go with another fake news storyline. And it's already blowing up in their face once again here. But anyway, what are they really trying to do? As President Trump pointed out, they are distracting from the success of President Trump's first 10 plus months in office. They're distracting from the success of the Republican-controlled Congress right now. Democrats shut down the government because they wanted to tank the Trump economy, because they think that if they create the chaos, that people will blame Trump. And so they want to cause chaos because they want to tank the American economy, because they think that that's what is going to help them. And now they're working with the fake news media to try to take all of these gains and have them disappear from the headlines here. I just shared Stephen Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. He shared a great graph. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, he says this. This is from Stephen Moore. Angry about affordability? Why are prices so high? Blame Joe Biden, the inflation rate by president. Trump 1.0, no inflation. Biden, runaway inflation. Trump 2.0, inflation comes down. And you can see the chart where it charts inflation. And you see the line way down here, you know, like a little seismograph chart. You know, the line has slight, you know, increases and then dips. And then Joe Biden takes power. Boom, inflation skyrockets year after year after year. And then Donald Trump's back in office and, whoa, it's way back down here again. Kevin Hassett, the National Economic Council director, gives us some specific numbers.
Well, first of all, like, if you look at the history of inflation, right, what happened was that there was runaway Democrat spending in Joe Biden's term, and we got inflation up almost to 10%. It averaged 5% over the 4 years. And that has created a situation where, for example, mortgage rates went up, and so the typical payment for a monthly mortgage payment almost doubled. Mm-hmm. A bag of groceries was that cost $400 a month when President Trump left office. Is $500 or $515 when President Trump came back this time. And so that there's this really big hole that's been dug. And then the question you could also ask as an economist is, like, how do I summarize all those different prices and everything? And one of the ways you could do it is just look at purchasing power than real wage. Purchasing power, I'll just finish this and then I'll get back to it. The purchasing power dropped by about $3,000 under Joe Biden because the wages didn't keep up with prices. Under President Trump, it's already gone up by about $1,200. We understand that people still feel the pain of the high prices, but we're closing the gap and filling the gap fast.
And then look at your gas prices when you fill up for gas this week. Look at what they are now. Look at what they were even just 11 months ago. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, he was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. He shared basically some of those similar numbers that Kevin Hassett shared. But on top of that, he said some of the most important provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill in this regard, we won't even really see the impacts of until after January, until next year. Another must-hear audio clip that we've got ready to roll for you here this morning is Mark Thiessen. Mark Thiessen was on Fox News over the weekend. I think he was on the Big Weekend show, just rolling up some of the Trump accomplishments, especially with regard to national security.
Look, I think Donald Trump has an incredible record going into this first year. I do a column every year, the 10 best and 10 worst things that Trump did at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And my list is way past 10. I mean, if you think about this, he got the guys, the mastermind behind the Abbey Gate bombing, mm-hmm. in 6 weeks. Biden couldn't do it in 3 years. He got NATO to spend 2% of GDP on defense and commit to 5%. He's taken out 21 Venezuelan drug boats, drove illegal border crossings to virtually zero, won 16 major Supreme Court victories. He's got trade deals with Britain, Indonesia, Vietnam, South Korea, Japan, and the European Union. Rare earth deals with Ukraine and Australia. He brought UPenn and Colombia to their knees and made deals with the United States. He passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, which is making his tax cuts permanent and also eliminating taxes on tips and all the things he said he was going to do. He launched the second Trump defense buildup, $156 billion defense budget, and he's funding the Golden Dome. He's got the Army, Navy, Air Force, Space Force all met their recruiting goals months in advance. He's brought an end to 8 wars so far and struck a historic Middle East peace deal. He's arming Ukraine using NATO money instead of U.S. taxpayer dollars. He sent the National Guard to clean up our cities. He's done more in 11 months than Joe Biden did in 4 years, and not even close. This is one of the most greatest accomplishments of a first year of a presidency in my lifetime.
That is exactly why I have lost my freaking patience with some of these people who are like, oh, we got Republicans elected. We got Trump elected. And what's it doing? Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. And I see exactly what's happening. You got some of these people who they don't care what's going to happen to the country. They will throw away their vote for a libertarian candidate. Damn the consequences. They will throw away their vote to a Libertarian candidate. And they look for any excuse, any opportunity to criticize Republicans, to criticize President Trump, and to ignore every single one of those accomplishments that you just heard about. And here's why. Because they want to erode your optimism in America. They want to divide conservatives. And I would say not even just conservatives, just everyday people who voted for Donald J. Trump because they were sick of what was happening to this country. And despite that laundry list of accomplishments that you just heard about, you'll still get these virtue signalers out there because, yes, there are virtue signalers on the Libertarian right as well. Oh, what's Trump doing? Oh, what are the Republicans doing? Oh, get out of here with that nonsense. You know, calling into shows like this with a bunch of BS like that, like, you know, hey, we take phone calls. Anybody can call in. But you know what? We're going to call BS BS. Let's go to Frances in Big Fork. She is great about calling BS BS. I'll tell you what. Frances, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about Epstein, and I think they should release the papers and put great big underline every Democrat that's in that they can find. Because I bet you there's lots of them. Besides Bill Clinton and Katie Couric and that bunch. And I would like to see that all in great big print, their names. They didn't say they didn't have to do it nice, but we got to fight them dirty like they fight us. And we can believe in God and ask his help. And, man, we got it made.
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought that by now the Democrats would have concocted some fake evidence, manufactured some fake files like they did with the Steele dossier that was the whole basis of their one of their impeachments.
Maybe they're scared.
Well, but the thing is it's like instead they're releasing these redacted emails and then we find and basically all of their so-called evidence just shows actually that Donald Trump was not liked by Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. I mean, and the Democrats were sitting here having nice little text message conversations back and forth with Jeffrey Epstein while they were in the middle of congressional hearings. I mean, like they're exposing themselves. They're exposing themselves. That's why I think Donald Trump knew this all along, and he set this whole thing up as a trap for them, like he did with so many other times.
Well, he's smarter than they are, and that's for sure. They wouldn't be that dumb if they were smart. They wouldn't be that dumb. The Democrats, they just seem to go further and further. They want communism. And they don't realize, them young fools, is that when they get it, they're going to be the slaves. And like Cuba, they lied like that to them, too.
Well, that's why, you know, you had Jasmine Crockett talk about the reason why she wants the illegal aliens in America. If she said somebody needs to pick our cotton. I mean, my goodness. Francis, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. You know, speaking of socialism, communism versus capitalism, et cetera, did you guys see what Bill Maher on HBO said over the weekend? Bill Maher, who still is a liberal, he's not a crazy leftist on some of these issues. On some of these issues, like, you know, he thinks it's crazy that they want to have men and women's bathrooms and things like that. But Bill Maher came out in defense of capitalism and in opposition to socialism. Let me see. I might have to save it for after the break. Yeah, I'll play it after the break for you here. Bill Maher lays out exactly what happens when people trade capitalism for socialism. Benny Johnson sharing that clip on X over the weekend. Bill Maher also talked about what an asset Zoran Mamdani is going to be for the party, but he wasn't talking about the Democrat Party. Bill Maher was basically saying how Mamdani, being the mayor of New York City, is going to be an incredible asset for the GOP heading into the midterms.
This fall, give your lawn the care it needs with True Green, America's number one lawn company. True Green's science-based approach and local expertise work together to recover your lawn from the summer stresses and get a jump on the next season, keeping it healthy, green, and free of pesky weeds. Say goodbye to bare patches and hello to a lawn you'll be proud of. Whether it's football in your yard or a fall gathering on the patio, a healthy lawn starts here. Visit TrueGreen.com today and let your lawn thrive this fall with True Green.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROAD to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
So Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $29.95 a month for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This top-tier plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you'll save over 50% every month for the rest of your life. You might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. Offer expires 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
Guys don't propose with a ring that she didn't pick out. Trust us, she already has a ring in mind. So engage with Gage Diamonds, in person or online, where Gage's skilled ring designers will work with her to create the perfect setting, matched with the perfect stone. Gage specializes in exquisite lab-grown diamonds. Financing available. GageDiamonds.com. We're engagement's middle name.
This is the time of the year most of us are checking off our holiday gift list. Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on that list. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every single second and alerts you to the threats you could miss yourself. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist is going to work to fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% off your first year at LifeLock.com with the promo code BECK. Terms apply.
Holiday parties? No problem if you're a fashionista on a budget. Ain't No Blonde Chic Boutique has stunning dresses without the designer price tag. And now, go to Seize the Deal Billings and get a $50 gift certificate for only $25. From dreamy wedding gowns and trendy bridesmaid dresses to flower girl and elegant event looks and holiday fashions, Ain't No Blonde Chic Boutique, they've got it all. Get a $50 gift certificate for only $25 at Seize the Deal Billings. Seize
the wait is almost over. Holiday Nights, presented by TDS Fiber, opens Black Friday. Don't miss millions of dazzling lights, the glowing TDS Fiber Forest, and all new attractions like The Story of Christmas and interactive glow furniture. Reserve your private s'more stand or corporate party now and guarantee your spot before they sell out. Tickets are going fast, so purchase yours today at holiday-nights.com. Holiday Nights at Zoo Montana, presented by TDS Fiber, the holiday tradition you can't miss.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I had the we had the Bill Maher clip ready to roll for you earlier. Thanks to our producer Caden Bjornstedt for snagging that for us. But then I thought, I was like, ooh, wait a minute, we might want to check that audio before we play it over the air, because it might have some choice language in there. Thankfully, we did. And thanks to Caden for editing the Bill Maher soundbite. Here you go. Benny Johnson shared this from the Bill Maher program on Friday night via X.
Here's capitalist South Korea at night from space. Here's socialist North Korea. Yeah. In 1990, Venezuela was wealthier than Poland. But then Poland, finally free of Soviet-style economics, went all in on capitalism. And now their economy is as big as Japan. And people there have high wages, low inflation, cars, vacations, homes. Meanwhile, Venezuela traded capitalism for Hugo Chavez's socialism for the 21st century, which turned out to be like socialism in the last century, or any century, a f***ing mess. It turned one of Latin America's richest countries into one of its poorest. Low wages, high inflation, shortages, outages, 8 million people fleeing. If you think New York can somehow reinvent this wheel, you're in for a rude awakening.
Great line there. A rude awakening. Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana joining us for our weekly segment here, brought to you by AFP Montana. Henry, you know, that's a nice praise of capitalism over socialism from an unlikely source.
Well, Bill Maher has, he's got intellectual honesty. I'll give him credit. And I was on the Bill Maher show many years ago talking about Afghanistan, and he dealt with me very fairly. His message of economic prosperity is one that we used to talk about quite a bit. And I remember the visuals of South Korea being lit up like a Christmas tree at night, and North Korea only having a little bit of light around the capital of Pyongyang, where Kim Jong-il is located, and the rest of the country was in utter darkness. A great visual comparison of the impact of economic freedom in a free market economy versus socialism and communism. Good job, Bill Maher.
Yeah, that was great. Man, I must have forgot about you being on Bill Maher's program way back in the day because, yeah, you were with the freedom fighters in Afghanistan under the Reagan administration back in the 80s. Man, you'll have to send me that old clip if it's on YouTube or anything like that. Or maybe your mom had it on a VHS tape somewhere in the basement back in the day, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, I'll send you the YouTube clip. This is entertaining. They brought me out of the woodwork. It was a post 9/11 interview. They flew me out just for the show, and it was quite a treat for me.
Wow. Well, let's see. Lots to talk about here this morning on the show. First off, I've been hearing more of your radio ads across the state. This is a part of your statewide accountability tour that AFP Montana is doing. Very aggressive move to call out some of the legislative Republicans following this past legislative session.
Yes, it certainly is stirring things up. I am getting late night text messages from some of my acquaintances up there at the legislature. These people who I've had positive relationships with, and I hope to moving forward. They just see it differently. Some of whom we're holding accountable, and that's fine. That's how the process works. We believe, and so does the National Association.
Did you mute yourself there, Henry? I think we lost you for a second. Oh, good. Looks like okay. We got you, Henry. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah, we have a difference of perspective here. We believe, and so does the National Association of State Budget Officers and our allies at the Frontier Institute, that the budget grew at historic levels, which is undisputed. It grew to $16.8 billion over the next biennium. It grew by 13.5%. And the other side believes that, well, you know, you didn't account for $1 billion of those dollars put into a growth and opportunity investment funds. And we say, yeah, we consider that spending the goods is targeted to be spent. They said, well, you know, it hasn't been spent yet, so you really can't count it. And we say, well, it hasn't been returned to the taxpayers, and it means we're growing government. And we're growing government programs that we have a fundamental disagreement with, which is early childhood education and a failed pension program, supporting a failed pension program, among other things. So we have this philosophical dispute. We're taking it to the voters because that's our job. We believe in transparency and openness. And I'm encouraging those who disagree to do the very same thing. Let's have the public debate. You know, maybe we can have them on. I have one of the representatives on your show. Let them try to explain to our listeners their point of view, and then the public can decide. Yes, indeed, Aaron, this is an unprecedented move on our part to make this an issue. It's not the first of issues we have with some in our legislature, and we'll be coming out with some more what we call accountability ads and also thank you ads too. We'll be thanking some of our policy champions.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about this spending, and I thought you laid it out well, which was like, okay, well, how much of it is in the next biennium versus a commitment to spend over the long term? I think where it really gets complicated for some of these lawmakers is property taxes. Like, okay, so residential property taxpayers are going to get some relief, and clearly desperately needed, the residential property tax relief. But my question has always been, why is anybody getting hit with a property tax hike, right? So some business is getting a property tax hike. People with second homes. So if you have a family cabin, I don't have a family cabin. I wish we had a family cabin. We don't. But for families that do, they're going to get hammered by even higher property taxes. And when we see budget surpluses after budget surpluses, all delivered thanks to tax relief, why is anybody seeing a tax hike? And that's where the challenge is. It's like, okay, you voted for more spending over here, And yet, some people are going to see a tax hike. And the reality is nobody should be getting tax hikes. We should be figuring out ways to cap property taxes. We should be figuring out a way to lower taxes even further, if you ask me.
We agree with you on that. And that speaks to HB 231, a property tax bill, which shifted the tax burden to those who own more than one property here in the state. So those who own rental properties, they're going to be hit pretty hard. And some commercial properties as well. So we opposed all the property tax bills that were being voted on last session, and most notably HB 231, and we also opposed SB 90, being fair about it as well. And those bills are scored in our scorecard, which is in production now. We'll be sharing that with you and around the state in presentations with coalition groups to talk about how legislators voted on these key issues.
Let's switch now to Obamacare. Where do you see that debate heading right now? President Trump was, of course, calling out Obamacare and how much it's destroyed the cost of health care, et cetera, over the weekend. Where do you see that debate moving forward now that the government's back up and running?
That's really a great question, Aaron. First of all, I think everyone should know that among the many issues that divided the Democrats from the Republicans during the government shutdown was the Democrats' insistence on extorting more funding for Biden's COVID-era Obamacare subsidies. That was one of the core reasons why they held out and voted against reopening the government, against voting for a clean reconciliation bill so that we can have further discussions about it. These subsidies largely go to insurance companies. They're not going to individuals. They're propping up a failed healthcare system. And what is being talked about by Chairman Rogers of the Freedom Caucus, who himself is a medical doctor, and others, is providing a health savings accounts, HSAs, to taxpayers so that the funds would go to them and they'd be able to use that for a qualified health expenses and health insurance. That's something that is much more in alignment with AAP's policies. Let's put taxpayers and patients in the driver's seat. Let them choose the best form of insurance, the best form of health care that is most appropriate for them. Let's not prop up a failing, bloated, bureaucratic, administrative system that doesn't really serve and promote health in America. So
that's right.
We're talking billions of dollars. We're talking $40 billion a year on the average, Aaron, since these subsidies went into effect. And the last time I checked, Aaron, we're long done with COVID.
Yeah.
And the Democrats themselves voted to end these subsidies at the end of this year.
Pay more, get less. Pay more, get less. That's what Obamacare is. That's what Obamacare has been. The subsidies only would have made it even worse. Party's over, pal. Party's over, pal. Henry Kriegel, hold that thought. Stick with us if you can. Got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks. A few minutes left. We'll talk more with Henry Kriegel, Americans for Prosperity Montana, right after this. You want to stick around, Henry?
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Victor Davis Hanson writes this piece, and he says, very strange logic the left Democrats are making. It's that for 4 years, hyperinflation reaching 9.1% in 2022, but averaging over the Biden years, 5%, Donald Trump's president, and they're going to blame him for having 2.6, 2.7 inflation for the first 10 months because he didn't arrest hyperinflation and fix all of this immediately. No, but he put in place the building blocks. That's the trillions in investments, energy policies, and everything in between. So in other words, as Victor Davis Hanson points out, they want to blame Trump for not correcting quickly enough all the horrible impact and mistakes they made on the economy. And he points out the Trump economy, what I would call right now, is a race.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, holiday time is coming. That means it is high crime season, but not all crimes should be addressed the same way. We have statistics from the FBI, and that's 2022. Firearms is only necessary less than 1% of the time. Now, the burner launcher covers 99.99% of altercations with the firepower needed to incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. I carry one myself. I recommend every family concerned about safety and security have one as well. The burner compact launcher is the smallest, less lethal launcher that is concealable anywhere. Now, it may be small, but it fires powerful kinetic rounds, tear gas, that can stop an attacker cold for up to 40 minutes with a range of 60 feet, and you can confidently and effectively de-escalate any situation without using lethal force. You don't need a background check. It's legal in all 50 states. It comes straight to your door. Go to BYRNA.com and get the launcher that is right for you and your family.
The week ahead.
Monday, letter adoptions begin for the U.S. Postal Service's annual Operation Santa, inviting adopters to respond to the thousands of letters sent to Kris Kringle during the holiday season. Tuesday, Fox News senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel releases his latest book, The Miracle Among Us, How God's Grace Plays a Role in Healing, delves into when modern medicine and miracles meet. Wednesday, it's country music's biggest night. The CMA Awards air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. Ella Langley, Megan Maroney, and Lainey Wilson lead the night with 6 nominations each. Thursday, a number of sports stadiums across the country will be holding sleepouts, a fundraiser to raise funds to tackle youth homelessness. Donors will be able to sleep over at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia and Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts, among others. Friday, Fox News kicks off the holiday season with the All-American Christmas tree lighting at Fox Square. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROAD to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Montana. Henry, I've got a quick question that came in on the Montana Talks app. This came in from Rich in Kalispell, listening to KJJR. The question from Rick here is, how specifically has the state pension failed? Isn't it guaranteed by the state constitution? That's the message from Rich in Kalispell. Henry, your thoughts.
We are $4.3 billion in unfunded liabilities. We have a defined benefit program, meaning you're guaranteed a benefit based upon Montana code, not even based upon actuarially determined values. And that has really put us in an economic hole. So, yes, those who were our, you know, our public service teachers and state government workers are guaranteed a return, a high return on the years of employment. They have to work, I believe it's 20 years to qualify. They're guaranteed that high rate of return, and it's put a huge burden on our budget that's never really accounted for. So we got to do something to change it. And I'm not saying not to honor that commitment. I'm saying moving forward, either we switch people to a defined contribution program, more like a 401k, or we move to an actuarially determined system, an index system. So that's what we're trying to do. And that's been a big lift for us. Hopefully we can make some more progress on that and get it done during the next session.
We were talking Obamacare just before the break, and if there's a point that we need to go back to on that front, definitely throw it in there, because we got just a couple of minutes to go. It was interesting. I was talking about Obamacare and the government shutdown with Grover Norquist, with the president of Americans for Tax Reform, of course, great conservative thinker for, you know, going all the way back to the Reagan 80s as well. But, you know, when it comes to Obamacare, you know, he was talking about, you know, how Republicans had the chance before to reform, repeal and replace Obamacare and how that effort failed. And he was great. He made the point. It wasn't Republicans that failed to do away with Obamacare. There was one Republican that voted against the rest of the party to repeal Obamacare. I thought that was a good point that he made, which is why these accountability campaigns are so important.
That's really fascinating. I didn't remember that it was down the one Republican. I do remember that in 2017, that's what President Trump came out with as his first initiative, and that caused a lot of dissent. And then later he got the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act done during the session. But we need some clearer thinking, and the HSA approach, health savings accounts approach, makes the most sense. Put the patient, put the taxpayer in the driver's seat.
Yeah, Henry Kriegel, before we run out of time here, I think we've got about a minute to go, but, you know, AFP Montana, what you guys are doing to finally, once and for all, do away with this nonsense of Obamacare, or for the folks who like what you're doing here in the state for this accountability tour, you've got field offices across Montana. How can folks be a part of AFP Montana?
Just log on the internet, afpmontana.com is our website,
afpmontana.com. Okay, great. I think you kind of cut out on us a little bit there. That could be my phone rather than yours, though. So Henry Kriegel, greatly appreciate your time. Yeah, Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana. And yeah, this segment brought to you by AFP Montana. Okay, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we've got the phone lines open for you. Sometimes I never know what we're even going to talk about in the next hour of this show, because the show really takes the cue from you. You could send us a message on the Montana Talks app, or you could call in right now. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with you. I think I've got an idea what I want to talk about, though, because I am seeing some hilarious responses to a story that I posted on the Montana Talks website from the Missoulian. So I think that's what I'm going to start with, but who knows? You never know. I might hear a story in 2 minutes that totally changes everything.
From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.